Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, Ketim, Pel, Yoyt, and Shimon 277 on the topic of the Vekus. And we already brought the Gemara in Ksubis about clinging to Tamidei Chachamim and supporting Tamidei Chachamim. And this is all a chelik of Uladov Kavoyev, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ugedoylu Mizu, Amru Kolanene Mesuda Shetam L'Chochem Shore B'Soicho. Chazal tell us, Gemara Brachas Daf Samach Dalma Aleph, the last blot in Brachas. Kol Hanene Mesuda Shetamud Chacham Shor B'Soicha. Whoever is sitting and enjoying from the meal, from the Suda that the Tamud Chacham is at, is Keilu Nene Meziv Hashchina. It's as if that he's nena, he's receiving benefit and enjoyment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's repeat this and let's understand this better. A person who's sitting down, eating food, is fulfilling the mitzvah uladov kavoy, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's by a Talmud Chacham, and he's eating from the food that the Talmud Chacham has. Why is that such a great thing? Now, before we answer that question, of why that's considered to be, why is that Uladov Kavoy, to sit and eat with Tamidei Chachamim? The Pelyotz continues to tell us that it's not by all Tamidei Chachamim. He says there are people, Doeg Achi Teufel, Yeravam, who are tremendous Tamidei Chachamim. But unfortunately, they were also people who were in the category of Nitrudu Min Ha'olam. They were banished from the world. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. I want to share with you what it was like to eat at a Suda of my Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. A Shabbos Suda, a Yontif Chol HaMoed Suda. Of course, there's delicious food by the Suda, by the Shabbos Suda. That goes without saying. Every single person received a chumash. We all had chumashim. And the reshiva was learning, in between the sudas, learning the parsha. And we all had a chumash, we're all looking inside. It was a whole different world. You walk into the reshiva's house on Shabbos, it was a whole different world. On Chol HaMoed, I would take my boys to visit my reshiva. And there were bochum sitting around the table. In his left hand, he was holding a chumash. And his right hand was holding a fork. And my boys and I were there for a few minutes. And we spoke to the reshiva. On the way out, one of my boys, he wasn't 13 yet. He said something which he didn't even realize he said it. He said, that was special. That was special. The aura, the kedusha. What the Pelayot is telling us over here is that when you're sitting at a meal, it's not just food, but when the Talmud Chacham, when a person is serving a Talmud Chacham, that food is like a carbon. That food is like a carbon. I took a look in the Sefer Ben Yoyodo, it's the Ben Yishchai, on his explanation on Gemara. And he says something above my pay grade, but I want to just share with you one point. He said, when you're sitting, when you're nene besuda, shetamul chacham shor besoicha, that tamul chacham is sitting at, and you're nene like the ziv hashchina, he says that suuda samich, the first letter, and hey, the last letter, is begematria 65. And he says that's the same gematria of one of the shemas of Hashem, of aleph, dalid, nun, yud. Aleph is 1, Dalet is 4, Nun is 50, and Yud is 10. That's 65. And then, of course, there's the Oid, there's the letters in between the Samech and the Hey, Ayin, Vav, Dalet, which we're not getting into. Take a look over there, Ben Yoyodo, for a deeper explanation of what's going on with this. But there's a connection, he tells us right away, with the Su'uda of Samech and the Hey with Adnos, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the aspects of the chinuch of the yeshiva I learned in, the Yeshiva Sabbein Lachaim Berlin, is that a person doesn't have a Shabbos meal. It's not a Shabbos meal. It's a Shabbos Suda. It's a Suda. You're going to a Suda. During the week, you have your meal. On Shabbos, it's a Suda. So you say it's the same word? No. On Shabbos Kodesh, it's a Suda. This is something that requires a lot of thought. Because food, if you think about it, was the source, the root of the first aver that ever happened. It was based around eating from the Eitz Hadas. So here, when a person is elevating himself, he's sitting by Tamidei Chachamim. I also had the schos of eating by Rabbi Brag, Rabbi Chanan Brag Zatzal, who was a son-in-law of Avigdor Miller, Zichron Levracha, and also was regal. Beautiful set Shabbos table. The Rebbetzin, she already poured orange juice in your glass. And after Rabbi Brag would say over Dvar Torah, he would close his eyes. He was saying at that time from the Mea Shiloyach. And he would repeat and work on it. It wasn't just, okay, let's say a quick vart, move on, pass the food. There was Kedusha. There's an elevated situation over here. And this is what the Gemara is telling us, says the Pelioitz. When your nene from the Suda of the Talmud Chacham is ki'ilu nene from Ziva Shechina. It's as if your nene from Ziva Shechina. Va'achacham should tzorich lidabek boy who kishiyagira eschetoi kedemus lechachmasa. And Yitzhak Hashem will continue next time discussing what type of Talmud Chacham are we talking about to cling to. Is the Talmud Chacham who has his yiras chait, his fear of chait, koydemus chachmas, so it comes before his chachmah.